Now, groups representing pubs and nightclubs have welcomed plans to extend opening hours for pubs and clubs. Under the plan, nightclubs will be able to stay open until 6 o'clock in the morning and pubs will be allowed to remain open until 12:30 a.m. Our reporter Helen Donoghue has more.
The sounds of DJ Robbie Kitt. As one of those who works in the nighttime economy, he welcomes plans to let pubs and clubs stay open later.
These changes are incredibly welcome. This sector has been in need of dire help for a very, very long time. The licensing regime has played a large part in the demise of this industry, and we've gone from over 500 venues in 2001 to around 85 today. So
he's also spokesperson for the Give Us the Night campaign.
Something I think that we really underestimate in Ireland is the lack of social infrastructure that we have at night. Not just cultural infrastructure, which is obviously incredibly important, particularly important to somebody like me, who's a musician and who works full time as a musician, but, you know, just places where people can go and be social together. And again, I think this is an incredibly massive problem for young people in this country. But I think the idea of opening up the nighttime economy into these later hours means that it creates opportunities for all different types of diverse activity within that space. So I would really love to see this type of change really open up the nighttime economy to all age groups.
On the streets of Dublin, this reaction to the prospect of being able to stay out till the early hours.
I think that's a great idea. I don't see any problem with staying out past 2 o'clock or whatever time this day open till at the minute. The people I know anyway, it'll be an uptake. People will stay out till they're allowed to stay out anyway, and I don't see why. Sure, pay the bars, pay the nightclubs, pay staff. I think it's good all round.
No, I agree. I was on study abroad in France and they stayed up until that time, and sure, they were always full, so it's a good idea.
That's good, yeah. I think we'll kind of slow down the rush of people trying to leave at 3 o'clock, and hopefully ease, the queues are full of transport at 3 o'clock and all that.
Do you think there'll be much of an uptake?
I don't know, things are getting more expensive and all, and pubs do have very high costs, but it'd be great if there was an uptake, but I mean, with moderation,
Not me. I'm not a night person. In fact, last night at 9 p.m. I was in bed, so that's not me. I prefer daylight.
We think it brings licensing law into the 21st century. Dublin, as a European capital city, needs a vibrant late night scene to compete in international tourism.
Donal O'Keefe is chief executive of the LVA, who represent pubs and clubs in Dublin.
We think this is a really positive step, one that is long overdue.
Reacting to concerns it may lead to more antisocial behaviour, he says there are licensing laws in place to deal with this.
It remains critically important that businesses manage their premises responsibly and manage their customers responsibly. We think the licensing regime does provide very strict regulatory control. We're glad that there's going to be a high degree of conditionality around this to ensure that the business is managed properly. But we are confident that the late bars and nightclubs of Dublin will do a good job here.
The Vintners Federation's also welcoming the proposals.
Opening hours now are from 10:30 to 12:30 after midnight every day. We've got a late bar permit up to 2:30 and then a nightclub license that can serve alcohol up to 5 o'clock in the morning.
VFI President Paul Moynihan.
In cities, they will welcome the late night exemptions up to 5 o'clock in the morning, but to be very limited amount of people will want that. And the 2:30 permit, I suppose, will be welcome as well. I see at the moment most publicans are trying to curtail hours instead of opening longer. So I think there's a big difference between June in a tourist town and maybe the middle of January on a Wednesday night in a village or a town. I suppose in a tourist town in the middle of June, they will welcome that.
As for the prospect of staying out working till 6 a.m. in the morning, it's back to DJ Robbie Kitt.
From a performer point of view, if people can leave the club of their own volition and, not be rushed out of the door, that's great for us. I think it's going to leave a lot of more room as well for people to be creative. So, I'm excited. I'm a bit of a night owl myself. So, to be honest, I'm excited.
Robbie Kitt ending that report from Helen Donoghue.